From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Noah Adams.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Three possible new cases of anthrax are being investigated today. One is a suspected case of skin anthrax at the NBC offices in New York City. Another may be inhalation anthrax in a mail handler who works outside Washington. And the third could turn out to be the first case of inhalation anthrax among New Jersey postal workers.
Evidence now suggests that some of these attacks involved anthrax that was manufactured to be especially lethal. Federal officials today confirmed that the anthrax spores sent to Senate Majority Leader Tom Daschle were very finely ground. That could mean those spores were prepared by people trained at government weapons labs. NPR's Larry Abramson has a report.
With each new sample of anthrax spores, government bioweapons specialists learn a bit more about just what kind of adversary they're dealing with. Analysis shows that the spores sent to Senator Daschle are different from those that have turned up in New York and Florida in a very important way. Homeland Security Director Tom Ridge says tests show the consistency of these spores is unusually deadly.
It is highly concentrated. It is pure. And the spores are smaller. Therefore, they're more dangerous because they can be more easily absorbed in a person's respiratory system.
Ridge says the samples sent to Senator Daschle differed significantly from those sent to the New York Post and to NBC News in New York. And Major General John Parker of the Army's Bioweapons Lab says those differences are obvious at first glance.
When we looked at the New York Post sample and compared that to the Daschle sample, it appeared that the New York Post sample was clumpy and rugged, and the Daschle sample was fine and floaty. One of my scientists actually described the New York Post sample as looking like Purina dog chow.
The fine consistency of the spores sent to Daschle could explain a lot. It could clarify why four postal workers who may have been exposed to those spores have developed inhalation anthrax. Two of those people died this week. All four worked in a large mail facility that handled the Daschle letter before it got to Capitol Hill, though it's not certain the Daschle letter is the source of the mail handler's illness. But those spores could also be a clue in the criminal investigation into who's behind these attacks. Some experts believe that only the U.S., Russia, and Iraq have the technology to produce anthrax spores like these. But when pressed on this question, Homeland Security Director Tom Ridge said he could not draw any firm conclusions.
I'm not prepared to tell you today the range of potential actors who could have created as pure and as concentrated and as respirable an anthrax as we are working on and investigating now.
Meanwhile, Ridge said that thousands of postal workers in New Jersey, New York, and Washington, D.C. have been tested and treated. And he said there would be inspections of 2,000 postal facilities along the East Coast, as well as random checks nationwide. Federal officials are struggling to overcome the perception that they initially ignored the threat to postal workers. Senate staffers who were exposed in Senator Daschle's office were tested and treated right away. It took 3 days before the investigation moved to the nearby postal building, which is believed to be the source of the two fatalities. But the CDC's Jeffrey Copeland defends his agency's approach. He says the initial cases indicated only those who opened mail were at risk.
Following Florida, the investigation moved to New York, where cases began to occur and be reported. And those were cutaneous cases, not inhalation cases, but also associated with mail and with mail being opened.
Analysis on the anthrax spores continues, but information about how these spores were made is already leading public health officials to be more aggressive about treating people who may have been exposed. Larry Abramson, NPR News, Washington.